Most of North Carolina's 115 school districts will hold elections this year. And Tammy Fitzgerald, executive director of the Raleigh-based Values Coalition, says the issues that have led to heated protests at board meetings are fueling intense interest in running for office.
Parents are upset about what their kids have been learning in school. They're upset about the mask mandates that still perpetuate around the state. And it just seems like there's been a great awakening among parents.
She says about 200 people attended the group's first ever boot camps for people who want to run or get active in school board campaigns. For the session at Trinity Baptist Church in Mooresville, she says the hot spots of participation were,
I would say, Mecklenburg County and Union County, lots of interest, Iredell County.
Participants heard from current board members, including Union County School Board Chair Melissa Merrill. They talked about challenging the way racism and gender issues are discussed in schools and the presence of what some call pornographic books available to students. Fitzgerald says those are issues that North Carolina parents call her group about. The forum was co-sponsored by the Family Research Council's Political Action Group, which is based in Washington, D.C. The council has been designated a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center based on what the law center calls anti-LGBTQ positions. The North Carolina sessions echo themes that have been spreading through Republican circles for months, such as the value of using so-called critical race theory as a political rallying cry. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon used his War Room podcast in May to urge parents to take over school boards and, quote, throw the bums out.
If they're going to sit there and approve critical race theory and all this nonsense, boom, you're gone. We're going to show up, we're going to vote you out, boom, next, and we're going to put moms in there.
Red Wine and Blue, that's wine like the drink, is a national group of suburban women who organized to counter that kind of approach. Janet Robinson, the group's North Carolina program director, says right-wing groups are using scare tactics.
So they're going to use the latest boogeyman, which they've made CRT a boogeyman. They've made around the LGBT community a boogeyman. And so to get people to vote for their candidates. So the school board is going to be ground zero.
Robinson is a Democratic political consultant from Charlotte. She says she hasn't heard of any similar school board training sessions organized by left-leaning groups, but she hopes to see some.
We are going to be supporting and we are encouraging the women in our organization and our groups and our network to run for school board.
The impact of these efforts won't be clear until candidate filing for local school boards ends later this year. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.